Woo! Let's talk about growing in faith. Now, this is Laria, and welcome to my podcast. I've always wanted to do that. All right, anyway, seems to be that this is how most people introduce themselves when they're coming out onto some type of a podcast, is they do that very cheesy, corny, "Hi, I'm so-and-so," and somebody plays some cheesy music, and you're welcomed into their podcast. I guess call that my introduction. You know, my purpose for this is just a place to come and share my thoughts, my opinions, my feelings on various topics, whether, you know, politics is of course a big one, but, you know, my faith, God, my life, raising a child, dealing with people. I mean, the list could go on and on. Lately, I guess the best way I would want to put it, I guess you want to be able to categorize this. It's probably what most of the books on how to have a podcast talk about is, you know, narrowing down your niche, giving bullet points and categories of what you're going to talk about. Some people talk about sports. Some people talk about dancing. I don't know, but I'm sure I'm supposed to tell you what I'm going to talk about instead of just talking about stuff. So, please bear with me. We'll see where this leads, but if you can just roll with me here and say that some of the things I want to talk about deal with inspiration, deal with life lessons, deal with experiences, just things I'm realizing. So we're just going to see where this goes. Guys, I should have mentioned guys. Of course there's guys. So let me give you a little background about me. Maybe that'll make this a little bit more interesting. Maybe I'll be a little bit more credible. I don't know. But what you're going to hear from me is a girl trying to figure out life in this world as a single person with a child. You're definitely going to hear about me dealing with guys and just my own intake on that whole world at this point, trying to mediate that. I'm not young, not old, I'm 33. So that means I'm in that sweet spot, you know? I'm not at the beginning stages of life and guys, but I'm not at the end either. I'm kind of in the middle. And now I found myself in this place where, you know, I'm with child, no man, and yet I want a man, and yet I don't have one, because most at my age probably have children and wives, or they're just scummy, or they're just not in my world. I don't know. It's a weird space. It's a space that I've come to terms to realize that, like, most of the friends I have, it's kind of depressing because they're all married. They're, like, married with children. And I literally find myself having to befriend two people. I mean, not only now am I the friends with the girl, I kind of have to be friends with the husband too, which is fine, but it's exhausting. I mean, what happened to the world where, like, you grew up with a best friend, you had a girl, like, the girl was your friend? Yes, she may have a boyfriend and husband or whatever, but by no means are you required to entertain that other party just as equally as you're required to entertain your best friend. By no means do you have to go to events and, like, sit on their couch with husband and wife sitting there across from you, and you're, like, the oddball in the room. Like, it's just a whole nother world. And, you know, as I'm doing this, like, I can't seem to get past it. Every girl I befriend is married, and, like, me and her are friends. Like, we hit it off, we chat, but it's like I have to be liked by both now. I don't know. I don't like that. Of course, I want husbands to like me, but I don't want to, like, feel like, you know, I gotta be, like, besties with both people. It's exhausting. So, that happens. It keeps happening. So then now, I'm now gonna swing this back their way. As I continue to sit on this couch across from husband and wife holding hands, and I'm the single woman with child trying to just, like, be cool, I mean, help a girl out. Wondering where all the men are at. Well, listen, the dating apps, nah, are not cutting it. The picking up on this, the whole cues in the world, like guys hitting on you and stuff. I mean, the right ones ain't coming my way through that. So I've deduced this down to the fact that, you know, those friends of mine that are married with children ought to really look out for a girl. I mean, come on. My best recommendations are probably going to come from my friends. I mean, don't they have a single man friend that they could think, like, maybe she's cool and he's kind of cool and, like, kind of, I don't know, maybe I think of this, like, jump-starting the situation, like, getting us both past that awkward beginning of where it's, like, trying to exchange numbers, trying to see, like, is he looking at me? Is he not looking at me? Is this guy, like, checking me out? Or should I ask for his number? Because heaven forbid I may never see him again in life. He may never come back to my store. I mean, I may never cross paths with him again. Or, it's, you know, you get what I'm going at. I mean, a friend could, like, skip past all that, get to the point where they know they have a guy friend that's single. Even if he's had some crap, even if he's been through some shit, like even if he's been married and moved on, they know he's single and he's in a space of singularity. And then they also have this friend of theirs that they know has probably been through her share of crap. Yeah, she may have a kid. Yeah, she may have her own set of baggage, but she's a good person. And, you know, she doesn't have the time or mental to kind of go back and forth through that early crap. And neither does he. And, you know, John could be a good guy. And Sarah could be a good girl. And so why don't we see if John and Sarah would like to go on a date? Okay. So now you probably think I'm crazy. And I think I am probably going to end up being thought of as being crazy because I'm really not talking to anybody but you. So that means you get to hear everything that processes through my brain and there's nobody else to, like, bounce it off of or shut it down. It's just me and this recording. So, sorry. But I was thinking about that. So, guys, that's going to probably be a pretty big topic. So if you want to hear about guys, then you stay tuned. But today, I wrote some stuff out and I like to do a lot. I like to write. I like to read, but I don't do either one of those. Don't ask. But I do think a lot. And so maybe this recording process is kind of cool because I can just talk off the top of my head and I don't have to, like, write it down. I can just let it out by voice, and that kind of makes this a lot easier and risky for other people, but easier. And today I went to work and after it was done, I was walking over to the gas station to get a coffee, because that's just what I do. And there were some guys sitting in a truck. Now, this is the yawn of a single mom. I'm going to keep plugging that single mom thing out there, but I don't know. Anyway, I had a thought, and I'm going to draw back to a more serious topic. Like, I'm going to, like, really get real serious on you guys for a minute. But there was these guys that, you know, nice truck. Call me shallow, please. Go ahead and call me shallow. This is probably really shallow to say. And it draws into like what girls are attracted to. But, you know, nice pickup truck. It looked like one of those like lifted trucks, you know, meaty looking trucks, you know, like not your average minivan, not a minivan, not like a Jeep Cherokee, or not like a, you know, I don't know, like not even like a Mustang. I ain't into that. That just is like too thirsty. Nah, you roll up in like a Mustang or something, that, you know, you might be cute and you don't have to really like work another direction on my half, but I don't know, it just kind of looks a little thirsty to me. It doesn't get the juices flowing. Let me just say that it's not my vibe. It's not my style. But what my style is apparently are pickup trucks, and like those beastie looking pickup trucks, and not like super lifted, but just like a man truck. You know, it could even be an older one, just like just something that screams man. You know, like nice thick tires and even a little bit of mud on it. So, I was walking up the back side of this truck, and I saw the truck, and the truck got me. I was attracted to the truck. Okay, let's just that. I was attracted to the truck. I didn't see who was in the truck. I didn't know who was in the truck. I didn't even know if a chick was in the truck. Like, the truck attracted me, and I thought, I wonder who's in the truck. But then I also thought, like, I almost just didn't care. And that's good. That's growth. that's growth coming from long-term relationship. Just not even to, like, jump into my full history, but my single life history after a 13-year-long relationship of being free into the world, which happened in 2018. And let me just tell you, we are now in 2020. So it's been a few years. So there has been a learning curve that I've had to go through physically, mentally, and emotionally in order to get to the place that I'm at now. I don't really think anybody's ever going to be able to skip that learning curve. It's kind of like riding a bike. You're going to fall before you can really get your stride. And that's kind of how I view this. Like, I could probably tell you 1,000 things, but you really kind of got to go through it yourself. But I will try to drop off some jewels and some insights to you along the way, just to kind of give you a little bit of feedback and really something to aspire towards. Because, I mean, if I can save you from a swipe left or right, I will. Oh, yeah. But I didn't really care. And not even just didn't care. I just didn't. I guess it kind of just felt like I don't care who gets out that car. Like, he could be like the cutest guy in the whole wide world. I finally felt this calmness. Like, I finally felt this like tameness to the situation. Just in describing this, the first thing I was thinking when I just said that was thinking of like a dog. Or like a dog in heat, or like a rabbit animal. I don't know. Or a dog around. Why do I keep saying dog? A dog around a plate of food and it hasn't eaten in like 10 days. I mean, basically thirsty. Like, you know, going from that stage where you're just. I wouldn't say I was ever thirsty, where I would like speak to every guy and like try to honk at them thirsty, you know, how some dudes are to girls, like where you can't even walk by and they're like, hey, baby. No, I wasn't like thirsty like that, but I was more thirsty, like hopefully thirsty, just like, ooh, is he looking at me? I wonder if he's looking at me. Oh, I wonder if I smile, if he'll like say something to me, or should I have said something to him? Like, it's just like your brain is like, my brain is constantly like wired thinking about like scenarios and thinking about like what to say, what to do, what could happen. Everything was like surrounded around that, like just that whole thing that, like, you know, it was a thirsty thing. And but this time I don't know, I didn't, it was just like I finally had gotten to a place where I hope everybody can get, because I'm praying I can stay in this place where when they tell you just not try, that's what they tell you, and you don't understand how, like, it seems like so cliche. Like, I finally got to that little bit of a space where I just didn't care to try. I didn't care if they were looking at me, not looking at me. I didn't care if they were cute, not cute. I kind of felt like finally, like, I knew that if he was going to be a guy that was going to be anything, he was going to have to show me. Like, you're going to have to prove yourself. Like, and I, when people say that, like, they're going to have to prove themselves, I don't know. It's hard because some people could think of it like, you got to prove yourself by, like, giving me flowers all the time. No, I mean, no. You just have to really, like, I think it's just, like, based off your actions. You have to really, like, prove your intentions. And I say that because you're already going to get. So, like, when you meet a guy, I feel like you're already going to get a vice, like, a bit of their intentions, whether they're good or bad. Like, you're going to receive action from this guy. Like, they're going, like, if you're in a, like, say you're involving yourself with a guy and it's early on, like, he's not going to be necessarily stale. I mean, the dude's going to show interest at some point. Like, if y'all are entertaining each other in that sort of a way, he's going to, you know, he's going to show some bit of interest towards you. But, you know, I think it's really about his intentions. And I feel like, you know, if the dude shows interest towards you, like, what you really need to figure out is, what are his intentions? Like, what is driving that interaction? Like, what are his motives? That's what I was thinking. And that's what I feel like maybe, I've gauged it to the point where I'm now, like, when I say, show me, like, prove it to me, like, you're going to have to say, basically, I need more than just I like you or whatever. Like, it's going to take a lot more. And that's because, you know what, call me, I'm not trying to, like, judge guys on other guys and circumstances, but, like, especially at this level of the game where I'm at, you know, I've been through some stuff. And so even though guy number two may not have been like guy number one, because guy number one was a cheater, a liar, or a creep, or whatever, guy number two could genuinely be an angel. But, you know, unfortunately, he's being held. The girl he's interacting with may be acting a certain way because of the way guy number one has treated her. So he still has to prove his intentions. And I thought about, like, when I had that feeling, when I had that thought just this morning, is that, like, man, he's going to have to, like, guys really got to, like, prove it to me. I also thought, like, I thought back a little bit, and I thought a lot about my past interactions with guys, like, just over the scope of the year or so, just to kind of reflect. Think of this like a sports play-by-play. Like, you know, you watch SportsCenter and the game has already been played and we know who's won the game, but, you know, there's still purpose and reason to go back to rewatch the moves and the plays in the game. So that's kind of what I did when it came to my dating life today. I mentally took myself back kind of through play by play, just now watching the plays. And I still tie it, like, you know, rewatching, it's like a football team, you know, they're going up against some big hard team. Well, I'm sure at some point the coach has watched that team play, the players have started to study that team's playing, and, you know, you're watching it, even though we know the outcome and they know who won and whatever, they also kind of watch it for techniques, like watch it for secrets, like to kind of know that this is what this player does in these circumstances, or this is what this player did in this circumstance or this situation. So that's kind of what I mean by, like, me reflecting on my past situations with guys with the thought of knowing, like, what I want or, you know, having the outcome. And I thought, like, you know, my past situations have been, like, think of it like, guess what I thought about when I kind of draw back to saying that I want to know your motives or, like, you're going to have to prove it to me, is that every one of those prior situations or circumstances or relationships or whatever you want to swipes left or right. Well, you swipe right if you like. So the swipe rights all started with the same basis point. Like, it wasn't like I was begging for interest. Like, we all liked each other. Like, maybe not liked in the deep world, like, not like love liked, but like we all had some starting point of interest with each other. So the game began. And it's kind of like, looking back at those guys now, I see their hand. Like poker. You know, initially, you don't see the hand. You don't know what kind of cards that poker player is playing with. You don't really know what they're doing and why they're doing it. Like, you don't know that stuff. Like, we don't know what that player's purpose is. That player may be trying to set you up in a certain way. And so, of course, it's very important that their hand is hidden while they continue to take action. And it's not really till the end of the game that you really understand, like, or you really see why they were doing what they were doing and how they were doing what they were doing and how they played that game. So, you know, past guys, we all started the same. You know, I didn't know their hand. I didn't know the card that they were playing, but they all were very well at starting to play the game. And you have to be careful because we don't know their intentions. You don't know their motive. So they start the game with that thought of, like, I'm going to win, meaning I'm going to get this girl. Maybe that's his motive. So, you know, he plays his game very, very slickly. And if you're not careful, you can really ride along that. I mean, you think that they're doing everything that a guy would be normally doing to show interest, but ultimately they had a different motive or intention. Best example is, how many times have you had circumstances with these guys where they... Here I go. I was going to say where they ghost you. Not that I've been ghosted before. Where everything, you know, ghosting is a thing, but it's very confusing because everything seems so legit. I mean, everything seems right. They just got done texting you. Like, the last text message said, I can't wait to see you again. And then ghost. Or, like, you know, their last, like, they've texted you 10,000 times. You barely texted them once, but then ghost. It's like, it's a thing. It doesn't make sense. And so, like, that just is an example to see how, like, their intentions are. And you know now, like, I had this guy, we were Instagram messaging, I mean. And at that point, I felt like I was on top of the game at that point. Like, I wasn't naive anymore, totally. So I was, like, very upfront. Like, I ain't about games. I ain't about bullshitting. Like, don't waste my time. If you like me, then let's do something. If you don't, then F off. Like, that was my mental. Like, I thought I was playing my... I thought I was being legit. And, you know, he was like, I totally understand. You know, I'll admit, he kind of got me because he had a kid. So, like, you know, guys with kids, his pictures all had the little girl in the pictures. I mean, who doesn't like a dad with his little daughter and all his shots, like, hugging and kissing, saying, I love you, and that's my life, you know. Got me there. Single dad, you know, older in his 30s. So that means, like, he's lived life. And, you know, here I am telling him my hand, like, I ain't about games, I ain't about bullshit, like, don't waste my time, I got a kid. And he's like, I'm totally down. And, you know, we're messaging, and then he just, like, disappears. You know, we leave off with a, hey, all right, and, like, we're planning on a date, and then they just, boop, gone. Well, me and him remained friends, I guess, on Instagram. And recently he posted a picture of him and another girl. Apparently this is the girlfriend. And, you know, he's talking about him and this girl and how, like, he was happy to spend the night with her because they had some, like, event to go to. And I just thought, like, man, like, what were his intentions with me? I mean, he played a good game in the beginning. But clearly, he had different purpose with me. Like, it didn't work out with me and him. I would have never known that. But just knowing that, even though, I guess, I'm trying to get to the point of this. I guess just knowing that even though everything may seem one way, it doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to be. And in order for it to get to that place of being that girl at that event, taking that Instagram picture with him where he finally publicly announces that you're his chick, I'm sure at some point he had to prove his intentions with her. Like, he had to step it up. Not saying he had to be Prince Charming or that he had to, like, woo her with, like, flowers, but he definitely had to take farther action than just, like, a hey, like, what's up, Instagram messaging, or even just a date. Like, he had to, like, really start to show that, like, real interest and proof of whatever it is that he's about. And so, just know that, like, they can all start the same space, but to prove themselves. And hopefully, I'm getting to that point where I finally see that. It was like wisdom today. Thought of, like, this topic as, like, wisdom, where I finally understood and I finally thought, like, you know, I'm gonna let him play his game and me not try to manage his hand. If the dude wants to do something, he's truly gonna have to show me. I'm not gonna lead him to the water. I'm not going to lead him through to my heart. Like, I'm not gonna like try to manage it myself. You know, I just need you to do something. And so I finally thought that. I thought that today. And I just thought, like, I was just happy to be able to reflect on that and really reflect back on past situations with guys and really see that almost all of them started the same. They almost all show the same interests. They almost all hit the same bullet points. They do the same stuff at the beginning. But I guess what I want to prove to this whole point is that, I'd say guys are creeps, but that they really have a lot of leverage in the beginning. And even though they all start with the same, like, tools, like, they all have A, B, and C, and they're all the same, it's all about their intentions. So guy number 1, 2, and 3 could all have the same stats, like, and then they could all be doing the same thing. They could be messaging you the same stuff. Like, this is how you get the difference between, like, you may end up with a girl that somehow met the love of her life through Tinder, and you may end up with a girl that, you know, is still searching through love, hopefully not through Tinder. And you wonder, like, how did it work for her and not work for me? Like, we're doing the same stuff. He swiped right. I swiped right. She swiped right. The dude swiped right. They messaged you that you want to go out. He messaged you want to go out. They went out. We went out. They had sex. We had sex. And yet somehow that original girl number 1 somehow is married with children with this man. And you are just a chick that hooked up with somebody on Tinder. And you wonder why, how. Well, it's what their intentions are. And don't be blinded by that. Don't be blinded by the whatever happened with the other girl. It's thankful, but it's about the individual, and it's truly about that person's intentions. So don't be stupid is what I'm getting at, ladies. Trying to teach those that are in that early stage, don't be stupid and fall for that. And if you do fall for it, fine, but it's not about falling for it. It's just about whoever you're gonna be pursuing with needs to really show you and just be hip to the game. You know, not saying run away from the game, because hey, you might find your love on Tinder, but just be hip, be aware to the game. Like, be aware that that circumstance could go another way, and just be aware that, like, you deserve better. You deserve to be not better, but you just deserve wherever it is, whatever guy you interact with, whatever guy you run into, whatever guy you decide to associate in your life, you deserve someone that you only deserve the best, and you only deserve somebody that is willing, able, and will show you their intentions and give you what you deserve and prove what they want through their motives. That's it. And we should not accept anything less. And we should not be naive to the fact that a lot of guys will claim certain things but not be able to back it up. And we should just hold them accountable for that. Whew. That was a little exhausting explaining, but I think I wrote it down better than in the way I just verbalized it. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta, girls gotta speak and just see what comes out. But let me give you the, maybe my wording will make a lot more sense. I'm sure it made sense, but just to bore you with one more headline, and then I'm going to move on. I'm going to read you what I wrote. This is exactly what I wrote or typed this morning. I'll read it verbatim. Today, I thought and realized how misleading a guy's intentions can be. Just looking back at this past year and the relationships I had with guys, many of them presented themselves a certain way, and I wouldn't have known it at the time. But now, since time has passed, I am able to see their hand more clearly. Think of it like poker. In the beginning, you can't see their hand. Only through time and the game, it's displayed. While the entire time of the game, they are making moves with certain motives in mind. They may be able to hide the intention in the beginning, but eventually they'll show their hand. Sometimes this happens by choice, but what I just realized is not always choice, but through time. And analyzing the actions a person took after the game is over, kind of like a replay. So, now, I see that they're, okay, this is where I come back, because of course my typing is not, it didn't come through the way it was supposed to, but anyway, so then I wrote, what have I learned? Well, just that a person's intentions are not always what they seem, so they're going to have to prove it and work hard at doing so. That's what I wrote. That was my reading voice. Hope you liked it. But that's the point. That's truth.
My podcast. I've always wanted to do that.
Well, yeah, so that, what you're going to hear probably a minute ago, I don't know. Just ignore the last 10 seconds. I'm going to try to wrap this one up. This was fun. And there'll be more to come. And I just can't yawn possibly one more time on this while I'm talking. So I'm going to spare y'all. But kind of what I was hoping to do, and so it's kind of cool. So I'll do that awkward, this is my first podcast goodbye, and I'm really going to say goodbye before my child comes in here and proves that I'm a bad parent, because it's 10:15 and he's still up playing video games. So see you later. Sayonara. Bye-bye.